high she rides, across the hills, through darkness and through danger. The shadows heavy at her back, through lands grown ever stranger. The new moon and the nightingale know where her love is hidden, and high she rides to seek him there, although it is forbidden. But when she came unto the place where her love should be waiting, she only found his good grey hawk all from its jesses baiting. Who cried, "Fair maid, you come too late," the queen of death came riding, "and in our cold and shadowed halls your true love is abiding. Well, tell me how to find that place where my love has been taken, and tell me how to win him from her arms where none awaken. No living foot can tread the path, no living hand defer, and yet I'd follow after him through fury, flood, and fire." The queen of death races her horse by the meadow, under the hillside beneath the white thorn. If you can catch him, he'll carry you boldly into death's country and back through the morn. But see you neither eat nor drink of aught that she may offer, except no gift from out her hand, nor gold out from her coffer. Touch nothing, lest your life and soul be forfeit to her reaping, but bargain well and win your love out from the lady's keeping. She's braided a bridle of moonlight and midnight, she's hidden herself by the white hawthorn tree. She's thrown the reins over the neck of the horse, and ridden him over the lea. And high she rides across hills, through darkness and through danger. The shadows heavy at her back, through lands grown ever stranger. The heron and the hollow mist know where her love is hidden, and high she rides to seek him there, although it is forbidden. The queen of death looked up and said, "Who comes to me so bravely? Who dares to cross my borders, though thy courage will not save thee? I have not come to scorn your power, my life I've not forsaken. I've come to fetch my own true love, whom you this night have taken. Come down from off my horse, be welcome in my land. The horse is ridden for tonight, you should not let him stand. I swear I'll not get off with this horse within this land you hold, nor yet until I've brought my love out from this land so cold. Then share with us our bread and wine, although the fare is poor. No one who comes in search of me goes hungry from my door. I have not come to eat nor drink, nor have I come to find thee. I swear I will not eat nor drink till he comes rides home beside me." The queen of death then laughed and said, "It seems that I am beaten. You have not stood upon my land, my food you have not eaten. I have no claim upon your soul, no way to stop your leaving. So here's your love to ride with you and end your lonely grieving. But you swore me an oath, and another to follow, and an oath made to death you must keep to the end. And I'll swear you this oath, when you pass from my borders, you'll never return here again." And high they ride across the hills, through darkness and through danger. The shadows heavy at their backs, through lands grown ever stranger. And as they rode into the dawn, she turned to face her lover, with a ghost that bore her face dissolved to drift like smoke above her. And now she cannot eat nor drink, nor can she stop her riding. And as she gallops through the land, the people stay in hiding. She weeps and wails about death's door, where none may seek to enter. The flesh is fallen from her bones, and still she cannot enter. And high she rides across the hills, she's darkness and she's danger. The shadows heavy at her back, through lands grown ever stranger. The raven and the raging wind know where her love is hidden, and high she rides to seek him there, although it is forbidden.